continuation of the previous one, RK101 Priorata, maybe rather. About integrity. For instance, look at Srila Prabhupada. There were those like George Harris and others. They didn't follow all the rules and principles and regulations and living in ashram and temple and going to the programs and chanting 16 rounds. Prabhupada had respect for him, accepted him as a devotee. Although they didn't give him formal or non-initiation, as far as I know. Still, he was talking about him as a sincere Vaishnava. And well, you know, some of us then thought that, oh, he only does that because he's famous, and of course he has to be diplomatic or speak nicely here because he's one of the Beatles. But then you are second guessing Prabhupada's a bit false, right? Which I really don't think he was or is. To me, Prabhupada simply seemed very honest, straightforward. And of course, I mean, if you were him, you would of course be happy to get such a follower, such an important person. So he encouraged him, and I just took George Harrison as an example. I heard that at one point George was considering joining, becoming a brahmachari or something, moving into the temple. The Prabhupada encouraged him to simply go on what he was doing. That he could do best service that way. So if we accept again there Prabhupada's integrity by accepting him as honest and straight, not playing some game to get money from some important person or other benefits, which you sometimes find among all these false gurus, as we call them. Look how many Rolls Royces I have now. My brother wasn't like that. Was he? No. I never met him, but it really absolutely doesn't appear so. I mean, I spoke to quite a few of his direct disciples, his servants, who were with him all the time. And all of them were sincerely, I think, not just because they had to say it, standard duty and all that, but that he was always very simple and humble, only eating just the enough amount and not spending his time in a room, just doing his service. And doing so much every day at that age that I can't even start, because I'm at that age now when he started his cult. I feel old age coming here, I don't have that energy anymore to just push on. I would not want to step into some management position, especially not of an international society with temples and lots of disciples, students who depend on you. Oof, traveling all the time, sitting up at night when everyone else is sleeping and writing, doing your writings. Oof, what strength. Or, as we often say, and I believe that's probably the best explanation, it was kind of transcendental. Even jet lag didn't seem to affect him. He was kind of very relaxed. So yeah. How did I get into that? Yeah, about that. It's very simple and very honest. Yes, you should say the truth pleasantly, not harshly, but still you should say the truth. Not play some hypocritical diplomacy game or some businessman. No, we are Brahmanas. And a Brahmana is honest. But, you know, many of us, many of the disciples were not coming directly from Brahminical families. And they picked up certain things. Utilities, the principle, by hook and by crook, this or that. And justifies the means. We hear those slogans thrown around, not from Prabhupada. Well, he said by hook or by crook, but that, as I heard from one of his disciples, grand disciples, or two parts of Ireland where the British were going to land, and well, should we take this way or that way? So he meant this way or that way. Not by laying out hooks and being crooked. So you see, interpretations, how easily things can change and slip a bit out. And you see what happened to Bhaktisiddhanta's Gaudiya Math. Same thing. It's to be expected, I would say.